Welcome to the School of Hollywood. Hey, this is Steve Owens, your host, and today I'm going to be talking about getting an agent or a manager and how to prep for it. But before we get started, I want to ask a big favor of you, and that is to subscribe to the podcast so you're up to date whenever we release a new one. Also, tell your friends about it, all right? So let's get started with today's show on School of Hollywood. Hey, this is Steve, and I want to talk today about getting an agent or a manager. First thing is make sure your damn resume is up to date, okay? There's nothing worse than getting a resume as an agent or a manager and the credits are 5 years old, okay, and you haven't updated it. Take the time to do that. That's step number one. Number two, make sure your headshot matches your current hair color. Why would an agent want to wait 2 to 4 weeks to get new headshots before they can start working with you? Very, very important tip here. Make sure you either staple on all four corners or glue the headshot to the resume. One thing you definitely do not want to do, and that is to print your resume on the back of your headshot. Because the first thing that we think about is you've just ordered stacks of these and they've been sitting around for a year and you haven't gotten any activity because you haven't run out, okay? So you want to be fresh, fresh and exciting. That's the name of the game here. And in Los Angeles, almost every agency wants color headshots. The black and whites, they're beautiful to look at, but they're out of date. Create an IMDb Pro account today. Do not wait a week. Do not wait a month. Don't say, well, I'm going to wait until I get an agent. Well, because the agent as manager are going to look at your IMDb Pro account. Load it with photos. You can put like 50, 60 photos up. Put as many as you can. Put up videos. Even things that have been from even your Instagram or TikTok could be there if you don't have any kind of videotape at all about yourself. We need to see your face on screen. And if you have a demo reel, make sure that it's up there. But another thing you could also do is tape some audition scenes so that the casting directors could also go to that page and look at it. Also, the agents and managers have something right in front of them that they can go, hey, here's my new client. They don't have any tape yet, but we've got some audition scenes up here. Make sure you have an account for theatrical, Actors Access, commercials, LA Casting, and Casting Frontier. And there's some new ones that are popping up, and let the agents guide you to that, okay? Research the agent's clients. Why? Because you want to see if there's any conflicts of other people that you're going to be going up against and being submitted on. Remember, you're hiring the agent, but they must want you as well. Look at the actors that they represent. And in the top 20, see how many of them were working in 2019. And if they're not, well, I would take a pass on them, okay? We're giving a pass also on the fact if they didn't get any real big substantial things in 2020, because nobody did, even a big four. The big question is, why are you leaving your agent? They're all going to ask you that. Whatever you do, do not be negative about your agent. Because they're going to go, well, if they ever leave me, they're going to be bad-mouthing me. So it's all karma, okay? Have a set goal of roles that you would like to work. Say you want to be James Bond. Well, tell them that. Don't say, well, I'd like to work in the movies or I'd like to work in TV, because we're not going to give a crap about that. We want to know that you have defined goals that you're going after. I want to be Wonder Woman. I want to be James Bond. I want to be on such and such TV show and I get to be a lawyer. Have those in mind. So as we're working through pilot season, when we see those roles, we jump up and down and go, hey, this is great for so-and-so. Okay. And ladies, the day of the meeting, leave the jewelry at home and the perfume. Nothing worse than rattling jewelry on the arms and perfume. After a while in a casting office and also in an agent manager's office, that smell stays there all day long. And if we don't like it, we sure the heck aren't going to like you. Okay, so leave those two things at home. I hope these tips help you, and good luck in the pilot season in Los Angeles. Well, I hope you get an agent now or a manager. Those tips will definitely help you, so write them down or just replay and listen to it 2 or 3 times. That'll even make us even happier. But be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And one final thought, fake it until you make it. Because your success is waiting for you around the corner. I'm Steve Owens, and you're listening to the School of Hollywood.